Tower, AKA Mobile.
DJ W Mobile.
4 AKX. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Patrick. It's Friday. Shouldn't you be home by now?
I would say yes, but I was working at the shop with my buddy there working on some trucks. I'm on my way home now. I'm almost there.
I had that same affliction. Couldn't put it down. End of the week. Looking forward to the weekend, but couldn't put it down. Loved it so much.
You mean, is it snowing down there?
They're falling out of the sky. I think it's liquid, and pretty sure it's liquid. My temperature gauge says 46 degrees outside, but the car just came out of the garage, so it's probably not accurate yet.
It's putting down that funny little white stuff up here, and all the ground is white. It's not quite sticking to the road yet, but it won't be long, because it's 30 degrees up here.
So I should be careful until I figure out exactly what the temperature is. I did not know it was supposed to do this again. Did you?
Oh, yeah, I knew. It's supposed to be really cold tomorrow. They're calling for a wind chill of a negative 10 to 15 up here.
Dots that are coming at the headlights are getting bigger in diameter as I go further. So we might be getting some of that here, too. But I don't know. Okay, I dropped from 46 to 42. We'll see how much it continues to drop.
Been up here since about 3 o'clock.
I haven't noticed it, but I did. I took Maggie out about 3 times and nothing all day until I decided to go over to Little Rebel and pick up some country fried steak with white gravy, and then all of a sudden I noticed it was raining. I didn't even have a clue it was going to, or something. 41, I think it's warm enough here, it's not going to be freezing anytime soon.
Temperature is dropping here. It's sticking to the edges of the road right now, but where there's still traffic out here, it's not sticking to the main road yet.
For this weekend?
Is, but the weather has canceled those.
Get around?
I think it'll be too dangerous to get out in the morning because of the ice and the wind chill. Me and Andrew and Chad, we're going to get together over at the deer camp, and a couple other people, I don't know who else was coming, but we were going to get together over there for winter field day, but we decided against that today. With everything going on, it just wouldn't be a good play.
List to get in on one of those trips to the deer camp. I haven't made space available for that yet. I guess when you're retired, you just have to make space. You can do it, though. It's not like working.
You'll enjoy it. I've been over there before. It's a nice, quaint little cabin in the woods. I was looking forward to it, meeting Andrew face-to-face for the first time. Been talking on the radio for over a year now. Still haven't met face-to-face.
But you can do that. There's a guy named Gene Owenby, WP4, something, I can't remember. It'll come to me in a minute. Talked to him for about 8 years, going up and down the road to Charlotte. Every day he talked to me in the morning. Some people would join us sometimes, and other times it would go just him and me for a long time. And finally, we were going to go to a Shelby Ham Fest, and I was going to meet him. He was in his little pickup. I was in my little pickup. I was behind him. I was going to meet him at Shelby. I never could catch him. And then I didn't see him at Shelby. Never really got to meet him. Talked to him for 10 years and never met him.
Oh, well, you can get to know somebody and not even meet them face-to-face over the radio.
CBZ, now I remember it. I got to place my order at Little Rebel, and then I'll be back if you're still there. W4DJW.
4HKX, and I'll be here for a few more minutes. I'll be on the side monitoring.
KX, W4DJW, mind freeze there.
KO4HKX, I'm here, David.
Jay, didn't I? My mind isn't working. So what you gonna do Not going to the deer camp. You gonna study some CW or something, or do some contesting?
I'll probably still do some contesting, but I'll just have to do it from the house. That's the only difference.
You got into learning CW yet?
I have not. That's all my things to do, but I haven't got there yet.
I thought to myself, I'm just going to knock that out in a few weeks. I'm going to dedicate a few weeks to it. I'm going to get it knocked out. That's not how that works. It takes months, if not years, to knock that one out.
What I'm afraid of is getting started and then can't stay committed to it and then have to start all over again. That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm just kind of waiting until I can actually commit to it to learn and be done with it.
You use English language every day, so you don't forget it. But if you knew a foreign language and you didn't use it, you'd start to lose it. CW is the same way, so it's not like you get it and you got it. It's like it's a lifetime thing. You got to continue to do it to maintain it.
Kind of why I want to wait till I've got enough where I can sit down and I can, you know, commit 30 minutes a day or every other day or whatever until I learn it, and then I can start using it. Because if I can start using it, I'll be okay. It's just, I got to get to that point where I've learned it and I'm comfortable enough to use it.
Truck enough all day long. Well, you talk on the radio too, but you're in the truck long enough. You could, and with MP3 players or cell phones that have MP3s on them, you could study it all day long. But that would mean you're not talking to us on the radio. Hey, I'm next up at the window. If I blank out, you know what happened to me.
I can do it on the ride home. A lot of times I'm doing a ride home and there's nobody comes back to me.
But going to Charlotte and coming home from it every day, an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on traffic, both ways. So a total of almost 4 hours a day on a slow day, about 3 hours a day on a fast day. And it worked. It paid off.
You talk about that, and that's the kind of what I was wanting to commit to, is doing it that way. And like I said, if I an hour a day on the ride home, that would be great. That would be 4 hours a week doing it, or five. So that would be the way to learn it.
Some MP3 players, there was CDs, and there wasn't DVDs, there was just CDs. And I would just burn a set of characters to a CD and study that set of characters for a few weeks. And then I'd burn another set to another CD and study that for a few weeks until I finally got it.
And to be honest with you, I'm kind of leery about trying it because of my dyslexia. So I don't know how well that's going to go.
Degree, we all have a lot of that to a heavy degree. Have you listened to, or do you get that email thread that the Greer Club is sending out about them talking about doing head copying?
No, I haven't got anything from the Greer Club. I haven't joined it, and they won't let you on there until you do, is my understanding.
That is pretty interesting. They talk about head copy, and what that is it's kind of like different levels of, like when you learn a foreign language, they rate you at a certain level, and when you can do it with muscle memory instead of having to think through every, you know, you start recognizing words and sentences, short sentences and words instead of characters, and you'll do that, all right, then you go up a level. And I think that's what they're talking about with being able to head copy at about 20 words a minute. Means you're not really thinking about it. Every now and then a word will come by or something that's got a strange character that doesn't get used by very often, like a Y or a Z or something that's got the letters that you don't hear all the time, and it'll make you think. But other than that, it's just like you and me talking right now.
Are you talking to somebody else about that last week? I believe it was. Might have been
UNC. Yeah, a lot was when I put together a Morse code teacher that was taught me the same way my dad did when he was alive, and I was really young. And it's like we pass the key pad back and forth between each other, and I'd send some and he'd copy it, and then we'd pass it across the table and he'd send some and I'd copy it. So I got a program that will do that. And then I learned about the Farnsworth adjustment in spacing gives you more space between letters. So in the beginning, when I wrote that, I wrote it so that I could add the Farnsworth factor to it, and I could set the Farnsworth to what I wanted it to be. There's, like, when you go to a class, they say you pick Farnsworth A, B, or C, and that's all you get. Well, I cranked it up to a Z. So it'd send out a letter at 20 words a minute, but then it'd go be at 3 words a minute on spacing between letters until and gave me time to copy that whole letter. And then I just reduced that Farnsworth factor more and more over time, and it just started falling into place that way. Really, really worked good for me.
That sounds like it'd be to learn it. Learn the letter at the speed you want to, and in a gap between words, you got a chance to copy it, and then shorten that up as you start to learn them a little more. Yeah, that sounds like it's completely doable.
That's what worked for me, but most of the trainers, they won't let you go as far as you want to go. They stop you. That's why I wrote my own, so I can take it to whatever level I wanted it to be. And if you want a copy of that, you want to play around with it, you feel free to ask. I can send out a copy of it. But and it works on any Windows PC. And you can put whatever you want in there for text. Like I put the daily news in there before I'd leave to go to Charlotte, and I'd write it out in CW, burn it to the CD while I was in the shower, and then pop the daily news in the CD tray after I got to learn the characters and everything and listen to the news from CW. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I really had a good time doing that. Anyway, I'm at home. I'm going to go here, eat, enjoy your weekend. Be careful. KO4HKX W4DJW.
Dave, if you don't mind, if you'll send that to me, I'll definitely look into it a little more. Maybe that'll be enough to push me to learn that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Package it and send it to you, and if you have any problems running it or anything, sometimes I've got DLLs on my Windows box that I don't realize other people don't have, and then you just have to tell me, and we'll sync up on getting it working on your box. W4DJW, clear.
Okay. Thanks, KO4HKX.
Dave, if you're listening, Patrick, I've got a app on my iPhone that pretty much does the same thing. You can adjust the, you can set the sending speed for the character and then have the speed, the words per minute slowed down. It works pretty well. It's very similar. I don't know if it'll go out as far as what Dave got, but I can send you a link to that if you're interested.
Tell me what it is, because I'll have to look on app or Android. I don't have an Apple device.
Driving. I'm almost back to the building for my last stop, so I'll look it up and let you know what it is.
Okay, just text it to me if you don't mind, Shane.
And we got rain over here and the temperature's dropping. I don't know what it's going to get down to while it's raining, but you be careful going home if you're, you may be home already, I don't know. Hope you have a good weekend. I'll send that to you at some point. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, you be careful on the way home because it may start snowing up here where you're at. Because there's already, it's been snowing up here since 3 o'clock, and we've got about a half inch of new snow on top of the 4 inches that's still here, so joy. So I'll say 7-3s for now, KO4HKX, and I am home. I'll be clear.
The video up in Fletcher, it was snowing earlier today, so maybe we'll get some. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.